我们这个礼拜的读经啊，创世纪二十五章到二十八章。
This week's Bible reading contains Genesis chapter 25 to 28.
那二十五章到二十八章啊，主要在提到两个人。
Chapter 25 to 28 specifically talks about two people.
一个是亚伯拉。
One is Abraham.
啊，另外就是他的儿子以撒。
And the other is his son Isaac.
好，那今天晚上我们一起来学习，我们必在这地昌盛。
And today, let us study the topic, we shall be fruitful in this land.
这个是以撒讲的一句话。
And this is a phrase that Isaac said.
这也是代表他的一生。
And this represents his whole life.
我们看创世纪的二十六章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 26.
创世纪二十六章。
Genesis chapter 26.
二十二节
Verse 22.
啊，请你读。
22. And he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not crawl over it. So he called its name Rehoboth, because he said, For now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land.
这个地方说以撒挖了一口井。
Here it says that Isaac dug a well.
给他起名叫利和伯。
And it was named Rehoboth.
然后他说：“我们必在这地昌盛。”
And he said, "We shall be fruitful in the land."
亚伯兰的一生里面影响两个人非常大。
In Abraham's life, he influenced two people.
一个就是罗德。
One is Lot.
另外一个就是他的儿子以撒。
And the other is his son Isaac.
罗德是跟亚伯兰出故乡。
Lot was with Abraham when they left their home country.
那后来从哈兰搬到迦南。
And then they moved from Haran to Canaan.
然后从迦南再搬到埃及。
And from Canaan they moved to Egypt.
埃及又搬回来。
And they moved back from Egypt.
所以他跟亚伯兰住了相当长的一段时间。
So he lived for a long time with Abraham.
那另外一个就是以撒。
And the other is Isaac.
这个以撒跟亚伯兰一起住，一直到亚伯兰死为止。
Isaac lived with Abraham until he died.
那这两个人人生的结果差很多。
And these two people, their end of their life was very different.
罗德到最后，从索多玛逃出来。
In the end, Lot ran away from Sodom.
他什么都没有。
And he had nothing.
连太太后来也变成一根岩柱。
And even his wife became a solid pillar.
所以变成空手一个人。
And so he was a man with empty hands.
到最后又乱伦，家庭里面产生了悲剧。
And then he had incest, and there was tragedy in his family.
但是以撒就不一样。
But Isaac was different.
他的父亲死了以后。
After his father died.
他一直都在得到神的恩典。
He kept on receiving the blessings of God.
而且在刚刚读的这一节圣经节说，我们必要在这地昌盛。
And in the verse that we just read, he said, "We shall be fruitful in the land."
事实上也是这样。
And in reality, it was like this.
那我们就想为什么在亚伯兰影响之下，这两个人会产生两个这么大不同的结果呢？
So let us think about it. Why was Abraham's influence on these two people different?
有时候我们常常发现同一个家庭长大的几个孩子，到最后每个孩子结果都不一样。
Sometimes we see that even within a same family, the children grow up to be different.
那如果我们仔细查考，
And if we study this,
就发现一个非常重要的原因。
We realize that a very important reason,
就是以撒他有跟神建立个人的关系。
Is that Isaac developed a personal relationship with God?
所以神是亚伯兰的神，也是以撒的神。
So the Lord is Abraham's God and also Isaac's God.
所以亚伯兰虽然死了。
So even though Abraham passed away,
但是神还在。
But God is still there.
所以在以撒的心里面，
So in Isaac's heart,
他还有一个主人。
He had a master.
这个主人就是神。
And that master is the Lord.
那这个神就是他做人做事做决定一个非常重要的原则。
And the Lord was his priority in making his decisions in everything.
那神也真的按照他的生活来祝福他。
And according to his life, God blessed him.
但是罗德离开了亚伯兰以后
，But after Lot left Abraham,
我们看到他跟神没有个人的关系。
We see that he did not develop a personal relationship with God.
他跟神的关系是透过亚伯兰。
His relationship with God was through Abraham.
所以亚伯兰不在了，他跟神就没有关系。
So when Abraham was no longer there, he no longer had a relationship with God.
所以他离开亚伯兰之后，他自己就是自己的主人。
So after he left Abraham, he became his own master.
他要做什么就做什么。
And whatever he wanted to do, he did.
所以因为这个样子他没有得到神很大的祝福。
And so because of this, he did not receive blessings from the Lord.
那我们现在看以扫他的一生为什么会蒙神祝福。
Now let us look at why Isaac's life was blessed by God.
其实我们每个人都很向往蒙神祝福在这个地方昌盛。
And every one of us want to be blessed and to be fruitful in the land.
让我们从圣经至少可以看到两个很重要的原因。
And from the Bible we can see at least two very important reasons.
第一个就是他对神的顺服。
The first was his submission to the Lord.
在二十六章里面。
In chapter 26.
我们可以看到以撒做了几个很重要的决定。
We see that Isaac made a few very important decisions.
每一个决定都蒙神喜悦。
And every decision that he made was pleasing to the Lord.
每一个决定到最后都得到神的祝福。
And every decision he made was blessed by God.
所以神虽然看不见。
So although we cannot see God.
但到处都有神。
But God is everywhere.
神有神的原则。
And God has his own principle.
所以如果我们能够照着神的原则来生活做决定。
So if we can do things according to the principle of God.
我们就有神的同在，就有神的恩典。
Then we will have the abundance of God and His blessings with us.
如果我们没有照着神的原则来做决定生活
，If we do not live according to His principles,
很可能在很短暂的时间，我们觉得很顺利。
And it is very likely in the short duration of period we may feel that things are successful.
但是因为没有得到神的喜欢，没有神的祝福，到最后。我们看到生活还是很多问题。
But because we are not pleasing to the Lord and God does not abide with us, then we will not be happy.
以撒离开亚伯兰以后，第一个考验就是生活的需要怎么解决。
After Isaac left Abraham, his first problem that he encountered was how to live his life.
第二个就是面对敌人的时候要怎么来解决。
Secondly, was to His second test was to see how he would interact with his enemies.
第三个就是搬到新的地方以后，要怎么在生活来设定优先顺序。
And thirdly was how to prioritize after he moved into a new place.
其实信仰是在生活每一个层面都会影响的。
Actually, faith affects us in every part of our lives.
所以我们可以在以撒的很多事情看到他对神的信仰。
So in Isaac's life, we can see his faith.
那二十六章的从第一节开始第一节请读。
Genesis chapter 26, verse 1. There was a famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham, and Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar.
这个地方说亚伯兰日子有饥荒，这时又有饥荒。
Says there was a famine in the land besides the first famine.
就表示说同一个问题，发生两次。
That means this problem occurred twice.
第一次发生在他爸爸的时候。
The first time it occurred during his father's time.
那第二次发生在他儿子的时候。
And the second time was during the time of the son.
那问题要发生，就一定要解决。
And when a problem occurs, it must be solved.
特别这里讲说是饥荒。
Especially here, it mentions that it was a famine.
饥荒是很严重，因为他没有东西吃。
And famine is very severe because they have nothing to eat.
那如果生活最基本的需要都没有办法满足，就很难觉得 很幸福，或者神很爱我。
And if the most basic necessities cannot be resolved, then it is very hard to feel that God loves us.
好，那饥荒以现在来解释是什么？
And what is famine in today's terms?
我每天都要，生活都要钱呢。
Every day we need money to live.
啊，钱是从工作来的。
And money comes from working.
饥荒大概就是被解雇了，找不到工作。
Famine would be like being fired and not having a job.
啊，那这个要怎么来解决？
And how do we solve this?
啊，那亚伯拉罕解决方式就是搬到南地，就是搬到埃及地去。
And Abraham solved this problem by moving south to into the land of Egypt.
问题马上解决。
And the problem was solved immediately.
但是很显然，这个不是神要求他解决问题的方法。
But this was not the way that God wanted him to solve the problem.
我们还记得啊，路德记里面。
Remember it in the book of Ruth.
有一个人叫亚比米勒。
There is a man named Abimelech.
他的太太叫拿俄米。
And his wife's name was Naomi.
他还住在伯利恒，粮食之仓。
And they lived in a land.
Bethlehem.
Bethlehem.
是粮食之仓。
And
粮食的仓库啊。
It was where the food was stored.
那后来遇到饥荒。
And then they encountered a famine.
那这个亚比米勒就做了一个决定。
And the husband made a decision.
就全家搬到摩亚地。
That is to move into the land of Moab.
那问题就马上解决了。
And the problem was solved immediately.
但是问题是，他搬到摩亚地，神不喜欢呢。
But the problem was that when they moved into the land of Moab, God did not find it pleasing.
因为摩亚地不是神应许的地方。
Because the land of Moab wasn't a promised land.
神应许的地方是迦南地。
The promised land was Canaan.
那神不喜欢，神就没有祝福。
Because God did not like it, He did not bless them.
所以到最后，一家三个男人都死了。
So in the end, the three males all died.
问题是解决了，但是没有神的祝福，更大的问题跑出来。
The problem was solved, but because their decision was not pleasing to God, there was an even greater problem.
因此，我们今天在这个世代啊，为着生活要解决、要找工作、要解决问题，当然这是绝对很现实的问题。
So today in this society, it is true that we must find a job.
但是最重要是什么？
But what is most important?
神要我在哪里找工作？
Where does God want me to find a job?
我要把这个放在心上。
And we have to put this into our hearts.
有的人他的信仰不能离开教会。
Some people, their faith or their spirituality cannot leave the church.
他一离开教会，他信仰就往下掉，往下掉。
Once they leave the church, their faith becomes to deteriorate.
过了几年，你发现他也没有读圣经，也没有祷告，小孩子也不会祷告。家庭信仰差不多快破产了。
And after a few years, the person doesn't read the Bible, and neither does their family, so all of their faith becomes very low.
但是有的人离开教会以后，信仰就变成很活泼。
But some people, after they leave the church, their faith becomes very lively.
所以我有时候我们在看那个新开拓地区在发展。
So we see that there are places that are emerging.
新开拓。
Churches or house places where they're studying the Bible together.
Newly developed area.
Newly developed areas.
Yeah. 那当晚上我们觉得很惊讶，这个弟兄当教务了，那个弟兄当总务了，他本来在原来的教会什么工作都没有做。
And then we realize that this brother becomes a council member, and this other one does too. And originally, at their original church, they did not serve.
那搬到一个新的地方以后变成很热心，做很多圣工，灵性很长进。
But after they move, they become very zealous in serving the Lord.
就后来就成立祈祷所，成立教会。
And then they develop a house of prayer and church.
所以当我们生活有问题，要找工作，要搬家。
And so when there a problem arises and we need to find a job and move.
最重要不是我想要去哪里。
What's most important isn't where I want to go.
最重要是神要我去哪里。
What's most important is where God wants us to go.
如果我们找到神要我们去的地方。
If we find the place that God wants us to go.
神就负责。
And God will be responsible.
因为我们是照他的旨意在做。
Because we are doing things according to his will.
神就同在。
And God will abide with us.
神就祝福。
and God will bless us.
但是如果我们到一个不是神要我们去的地方，
But if we go to a place where God does not want us to go,
可能工作很好，但是属灵的饥荒就发生了。
Maybe our job is very good, but then we have a spiritual famine.
所以以撒他就很想照他爸爸的方式来解决问题。
So Isaac really wanted to solve the problem like his father did.
他就想要搬到埃及地去了。
And he wanted to move to Egypt.
但是神就告诉他。
But the Lord said to him,
从第二节开始。
Verse 2. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land of which I shall tell you.
第三节。
Verse 3. Dwell in the land and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants I give all these lands. And I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father.
神说、哦、我要住在我指示你的地方。
And the Lord says, Live in the land of which I shall tell you.
你寄居在这个地。
Dwell in this land.
我要与你同在，赐福给你。
And I will be with you and bless you.
现在问题是信得下吗？
And now the problem is, can you believe?
如果他不搬家，
If he doesn't move,
每一天的生活都有压力。
Every day in his life, he has pressure.
如果他搬，压力就马上没有。
And if he moves, this pressure is immediately lifted up.
所以他如果要顺服神，他生活还有一段很长的路要走，那是需要受苦。
And if he wants to submit to God, he still has a long path ahead of him, and he must suffer.
但是以撒真的用信心来顺服神。
But Isaac, with his faith, submitted to God.
所以他的生活就有不同的结果。
And so there was a different outcome in his life.
我们看十二节。
Verse 12. Then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year a hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him.
13节。
Verse 13, the man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous.
这里说，以撒住在那里，那一年有100倍的收成。
Here it says that Isaac sowed in the land and reaped in the same year a hundredfold.
下面一句话说，神赐福给他。
And it says the Lord blessed him.
所以他收成100倍。
And so he reaped a hundredfold.
本来收100公斤的100倍，现在变成10000公斤了，这是神迹啊。
He originally reaped 100 kilograms, but now he reaped 10,000.
这是神迹啊。
And this is a miracle.
为什么是神迹？因为神赐福给他。
Why is it a miracle? Because God blessed him.
可见呢、我们一生最重要就是做神喜欢的决定。
So we see that what is most important is making the decision that is pleasing to God.
那生活神会看顾。
And then God will look after our lives.
那从十二节开始。
Starting from verse 12.
从十八节开始。
From verse 18.
十八节开始啊，就以扫现在要挖井。
Here Isaac was going to dug a well.
为什么？
Why?
因为生活要水啊。
Because they need water to live.
那牧羊也要水。
And they need water to feed the sheep.
所以要挖井。
So they needed to dug a well.
那从十八节开始就讲他挖三次的井。
And starting from verse 18, and tells us that he dug a well 3 times.
那十八节，你先念十八节。
Verse 18, and Isaac dug again the wells of water which they had dug in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them up after the death of Abraham. He called them by the names which his father had called them.
这个地方说是亚伯兰在世他的父亲所挖的水井。
Here it says that these wells of water which were dug during the days of Abraham.
那水井后来为什么会被填住呢？
And why were the wells stopped?
是他父亲死以后，非利士人把他填住的。
It's because the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham.
可见这个井是他爸爸的，要传给他儿子，这个是很自然的。
And so this well was supposed to be passed down to Isaac naturally.
那现在以撒就把它挖出来。
And Isaac dug it.
那挖出来以后啊，二十节基拉尔人牧人就来跟以撒牧人相争。
And after he dug in, verse 20, the herdsmen of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's herdsmen.
那这个就对以撒一个考验啊，那要怎么来回应这个问题？
And this was a trial to Isaac, for he needed to respond to them.
我们知道一个有神的人跟没有神的人确实做决定是不一样的。
We know that a person with God and without God makes very different decisions.
没有神的人做决定就是我觉得怎样好，我就这样做。
Person who does not have God in their lives makes decisions on what I want to do.
那有神的人做决定，就是神觉得 怎么好，那我就做决定。
And one who has God within them will think about what God finds pleasing and will do it.
所以他就那口井就让给他们了。
And so he gave the well to them.
当然这样看起来好像这个人是弱者。
So it seems that he might be weak.
因为本来是他的，他让给人，这不是叫弱者吗？
Because this was his well, but then he gave it to others.
那到二十一节。
In verse 21.
二十一节说，以撒仆人又挖了一口井。
Says that they dug another well.
结果人又来争这口井。
And the result is that they crawled over that one also.
他又让给他们。
And he moved from there again.
为什么？
Why?
为的是希望能够和平和睦。
In order to have peace and harmony.
这个也是神所希望我们所有的。
And this is also what God wants us to have.
神不希望人跟人相争，变成仇敌。
God doesn't want us to quarrel with one another to the point where we become enemies.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
神所在的地方都是和平和睦的。
And where God is full of peace and joy.
到了二十二节，以撒就挖了一口井。
In verse 22, Isaac dug another well.
他们就不好意思再来争这个井了。
And then they did not quarrel over it.
就起名叫利和伯。
And it was called Rehoboth.
就神给我们宽阔之地。
But the Lord had made room for us.
既然是活水井，就是那个泉水一直跑出来。
Since it's a well, the water kept coming out.
所以活水井一个就够了。
And only one was sufficient.
所以有时候我们看弟兄姐妹白天上班，晚上在兼差。
And we see brothers and sisters, they work in the morning and also in the evening.
一个人两三个工作。
And one person, they may have two or three jobs.
为什么要这样做？
Why do they do this?
就是希望说这个工作没有了，我还有另外一个工作。
Because they feel like if I lose this job, at least I have this other one.
其实活水井一个就够了。
But actually, one well is enough.
如果我们有神的恩典，一个工作就够了。
If we have the blessing of God, one job is sufficient.
当然，人做很多的工作，有时候会有一种自我实现的感觉，有时候收入也会增加。
And sometimes when we have more than one job, we have a sense of accomplishment and have more income.
但是如果我们从亚伯兰、以撒这样来看。
But if we look at things from the perspective of Abraham and Isaac,
我们就发现人活在这个世界上，要用更多时间来爱神跟爱人。
See that living in this world, we need to spend more time loving God and loving man.
这样我们离开这个世界，才会留下一些给神跟人来纪念。
And then when we leave this world, there are things to be remembered by God and man.
那当一个人想要去创造很多的活水井。
When a person wants to have many wells,
不错，这个泉源很多。
It is true, there's many wells.
但是我们发现如果没有为神做什么，没有为人做什么。
But we realize that if we don't do things for God and for man,
我们离开这个世界下台了，没有一个人纪念我们。
When we leave this world and leave the stage, no one remembers us.
神也没有纪念我们。
And even God doesn't remember us.
那我们的人生活着有什么价值？
And what then? What is our value in our lives?
所以他挖到利和伯一个就够了，他就觉得说我在这个地方我会昌盛。
And so he dug and they dug Rehoboth, and he felt that it was sufficient and that he would be fruitful.
所以人不一定需要很多工作，一个就够了。
So man does not necessarily have to have many jobs.
如果神跟我们同在，那可就是活水井。
As long as God abides with us, this is a living well.
那更多的时间可以来做神喜欢的事情。
And we have more time to do what is pleasing to God.
那这是以撒的顺服。
And this is Isaac's submission.
那现在我们看以撒生活的平衡。
Now let us look at the balance in Isaac's life.
我们看创世纪二十六章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 26.
二十五节。
Verse 25. 25. So he built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord, and he pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servants dug a well.
这个二十四节神向以撒显现。
In verse 24, the Lord appeared to Isaac.
我是你父亲亚伯兰神，以撒不要怕，我要跟你同在，我要赐福给你。
I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you and multiply your descendants.
那这个啊，二十五节啊，以撒就对神的这个显现、神的应许啊，有一个回应。
And in verse 25, Isaac responds to the promise of God.
夫妻之间都会有互回应的。
And a couple often respond to one another.
比方说啊，丈夫很爱太太，太太很受感动，就会对回报丈夫。
For example, if a husband really loves his wife, the wife will be touched and the wife will repay the husband.
那这个就是正向的回应。
And this is a positive response.
那关系就越来越好。
And the relationship will be better and better.
那也有负向的回应。
And there are also negative responses.
一个开始埋怨。
One begins to complain.
另外再回应埋怨。
And then the other responds with another complaint.
那两边埋怨不止。
And they keep on complaining.
那我们就发现这个婚姻就一直往下掉。
And we realize that this kind of marriage will keep on deteriorating.
那我们跟神的关系也是一样。
And our relationship with God is the same.
如果我们算算看神给以撒是什么。
If we look and see what God gave Isaac.
26章第一个给他一百倍的收成。
Chapter 26, God gave him 100-fold.
第二个给他一个活水井。
Secondly, he gave him a live well.
那以撒就知道生活要怎么安排来回应神的爱。
And then Isaac knew how to live his life to respond to God.
好，我们看25节。
Look at verse 25. So he built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord. And he pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servant dug a well.
这里说他筑了一座坛。
Here it says he built an altar.
第二个支搭帐篷。
Secondly, he pitched his tent.
第三个挖一口井。
And third, he dug a well.
这是我们生活的三大内容。
These are the three content in our lives.
筑一座坛就是求告神的名。
Building an altar is calling on the name of the Lord.
就是我们敬拜神的生活。
That is our life of worship to God.
支搭帐篷。
Pitching a tent.
这是家庭生活。
This is family life.
因为这是游牧民族。
Because they,
牧羊，所以他是住在帐篷里面。
Because they are attending the sheep, so they live in the tent.
那挖一口井，因为这是牧羊，所以需要水，这个代表他的职业生活。
And digging a well is they need water for the sheep, so this is their career.
圣经里面讲圣灵的果子就是节制。
And in the Bible it says that the fruit of the Holy Spirit is self-control.
那什么是节制？
And what is self-control?
节制就是对我们生活能够有一个控制。
Self-control means to have control over our own lives.
使我们的生活能够平衡。
So that our lives may be balanced.
那这三个内容我们都有时间有精力来经营。
And so these three content are what we have to strive towards.
那如果我们的生活偏一边，这绝对不是神的旨意。
And if our lives is lean towards one side, this isn't God's will.
比方说，事业越做越大，公司开了好几间。
For example, if we are prospering in our work and open many companies,
这根本就没有家庭生活。
Then we don't have a family life.
再来也没有办法服侍神，连聚会也没有办法来。
And then we cannot serve the Lord, and we can't even come to church to worship God.
这个没有平衡，绝对不是神的旨意。
And if we have no balance in our lives, this is not the will of God.
我们时间用得不够，那个地方就会出问题。
And if we do not put enough time towards something, then there is the problem arises.
所以，神要我们的生活平衡。
So God wants us to have a balanced life.
有时候我们看不出会有什么结果。
Sometimes we can't see the result.
但是生活没有平衡，有时候过了五年、十年、二十年，就发现结果就会出来。
But if our lives are not balanced, after 5-10 years, we will see the results.
那有时候那个结果是没有办法挽回的。
And sometimes these results cannot be changed.
比方说家庭发生问题。
For example, if a problem arises in your family.
身体发生问题。
Or in your health.
这个有时候是没有办法挽回的。
This we cannot change.
所以这个告诉我们，我们生活有三大内容。
So here it tells us that there are three important contents in our lives.
那除了这个三大内容，我们看它有一个顺序。
And other than these three contents, we see that there is an order.
二十五章第一句话。
In
二十五节第一句话。
Verse 25, the first.
以撒筑了一座坛，这是第一个。
Isaac first built an altar.
啊，就是说，哦，把神摆在第一位。
That is putting God first.
啊，就是每一个礼拜里面呢，有一些时间呢是不能够把它拿掉的。
That is in every week there are a few days where we cannot take away this time.
啊，因为这是我们跟神的时间。
Because this is our time with God.
比方说安息日。
For example, the Sabbath.
这是我们跟神的时间。
This is our time with God.
啊，每一天呢，有一段时间是不能省的。
And every day in our lives, there is a time that we cannot take away.
就是起来祷告。
That is, we wake up and we pray.
感谢神。
We thank God.
赞美神。
Praise Him.
啊，求神带领。
And ask for His guidance.
让我们这一天的生活能够哦，所做的合神的旨意，蒙神喜悦。
So that what we do on this day may be pleasing to God and according to His will.
那一段时间来读圣经，默想神的话。
We take some time to read the Bible and to contemplate and meditate upon the word of God.
如果夫妻需要时间在一起来培养关系。
If a couple needs time to build their relationship.
那我们跟神在灵里面好像夫妻的关系也需要时间。
And spiritually, we have a marital relationship with God, so we also need to spend time.
哦，所以啊，这个啊，把神摆在第一位啊，这是第一个生活的内容。
And so the first content is to put God first in our lives.
好，那第二个是支搭帐篷。
And secondly is to pitch the tent.
啊，当然这就是家庭。
This is family.
啊，有的先生上班，太太没有上班。
Some husbands work and the wives don't.
啊，那当然家庭就能够照顾得好。
And then they can take care of their families well.
但如果夫妻两个都要上班，
But if both spouses have to work,
那就要相当的用心去安排。
Then they have to take a lot of effort to plan.
是真的，小孩子不会被忽略。
So that the child is not neglected.
能够在爱的环境长大。
So that the child may grow in an environment of love.
能够在温暖的环境长大。
And an environment of warmth.
我们如果看到很多的统计，
If we look at statistics,
最容易搞婚前关系的都是在问题家庭长大的小孩子。
And people who commit fornication often have problems in their families.
为什么？
Why?
因为没有温暖。
Because there is no warmth in their family.
没有父母的爱。
There is no love from their parents.
心灵空虚。
And their hearts are empty.
就会去找刺激。
And then they will find something thrilling.
最温暖的刺激就是男女之间。
And the most warm thrill is between man and woman.
所以这个家庭哦，如果没有爱，没有温暖哦，有时候没有办法挽回。
So if a family has not love, does not have love and warmth, it is very hard to change this family.
所以第二个优先是支搭帐篷。
And so the second priority is to pitch the tent.
第三个挖一口井。
And thirdly is to dig a well.
那为什么这个井可以放在第三呢？
Why can the well be put third?
因为如果有神的恩典。
Because if we have the grace and blessings of God.
我们刚刚提到一个活水井就够了。
As we mentioned, one well is enough.
如果有神的恩典。
If we have the grace of God.
你发现你找到一个很好的工作，就能维持家庭就够了。
We realize that when we will find a good job and this will be able to sustain our family.
那我们仔细看，他第一口井把它让掉，第二口井又是活水井。
And he gave the first well away and then the second one was also a well.
第二口井让掉了，第三口井又是活水井。
And the second one he also gave away, but then he found another well.
这个告诉我们啊，如果有神同在啊，第一个工作失掉了，第二个还是活水井；有神同在，第二个失掉，第三个还是活水井。
This tells us that if we have the abundance of God, if we lose the first well, the second one will still, we will still be able to find a second well. And if we lose the second well, we will still be able to find a third one.
所以我们活着一辈子最重要一个秘诀是什么？
So what is the secret, most important secret in our lives?
就是主耶稣在十二岁的时候有神的恩典与他同在，这个是最大的秘诀。
That is Jesus, when he was at the age of 12, he had the abundance of God and the blessings of God, and this is the most important secret.
不在乎怎么会拼。
It doesn't matter how hard you work.
有神与我们同在，生活就重担压力不会这么大。
As long as you have God by your side, then you will not feel so much burden and pressure.
有神同在就有他的恩典。
Because with the abundance of God comes his blessings.
这个如果没有抓住，
If we cannot even hold on to this,
在工作的场合跟社会世界上要跟人竞争，要跟人拼，真的是很辛苦。
And in our work, it is very hard to compete with others.
哦，如果有神的恩典。
If we have the blessings of God.
你看这个，一个井没有，第二个又来，第二个井没有，第三个又来。
We see that even though he lost the first and second well, he received the third one.
因为神与他同在。
Because God was with him.
所以啊，以撒的生活就是有优先顺序，有平衡的生活。
So we see that Isaac prioritized his life and had a balanced life.
这是他对神的恩典的一个回应。
And this was his response towards the blessings that God bestowed upon him.
这几天也是我们需要效法的。
And this is what we must imitate.
那以撒有很多的优点。
And Isaac had many strengths.
但是我到二十七章就看到他一个缺点。
But in chapter 27, we see one of his weaknesses.
值得我们来思想。
And this is something that we should ponder and contemplate.
二十七章第一节。
Chapter 27, verse 1. Now it came to pass when Isaac was old and his eyes were so dim that he could not see, that he called Esau his older son and said to him, My son, and he answered him, Here I am.
以撒年纪老了。
Here it said that Isaac was old.
那从第二十七章就发现家庭的一个悲剧。
And in chapter 27, we see a tragedy that happens in the family.
因为到二十七章结束就是以扫要杀雅各。
Because at the end of chapter 27, we see that
就是兄弟没有办法和睦。
Esau wants to kill Isaac, and there's no harmony between the brothers.
也没有办法住在一起。
And they cannot live together.
然后他就要雅各就要离开他的父母。
And then Jacob had to leave his parents.
等他回来的时候，他妈妈已经死了。
And when he returned, his mother had already passed away.
这个家庭悲剧到底怎么产生呢？
And how did this family tragedy happen?
如果我们回到二十五章就可以看到一些原因了。
If we turn back to chapter 25, we can see a few reasons.
看二十五章二十七节。
Chapter 25, verse 27. 27. So the boys grew, and Esau was a skillful hunter, a man of the field, but Jacob was a mild man, dwelling in tents.
二十七节讲两个孩子个性不一样。
Here it says that the two brothers had different personalities.
以撒喜欢往外，所以喜欢打猎。
Esau liked to go outside, so he was a skillful hunter.
那雅各呢，就常常留在家里，就很安静。
But Jacob was often at home, and he was very quiet.
所以每个孩子都有他不同的个性。
So every child has different personalities.
那我就发现这个父母两个人呢，就喜欢不同个性的小孩子。
We see that parents love different types of kids.
好，我们看二十八节。
So verse 28, and Isaac loved Esau because he ate of his game, but Rebekah loved Jacob.
这里说以撒就爱以扫。
Here it says that Isaac loved Esau.
因为他打猎可以煮野味给他吃啊。
Because when he hunted, he could eat of his game.
所以他就爱以扫。
And so he loved Esau.
那利百加就爱雅各。
But Rebekah loved Jacob.
因为雅各天天留在家里，就跟他会这样一直说说话，会跟他亲啊。
But Jacob was often at home, so he was able to build an intimate relationship with Rebecca.
所以我们就发现以撒跟利百加两个人各偏爱一个。
So we see that Isaac and Rebecca showed favoritism towards different people.
那这后来就变成这个家庭悲剧的开始。
And this later became the beginning of the tragedy that occurred in the family.
所以后来以撒要祝福以扫。
So then Isaac was going to bless.
但是利百加就叫雅各去骗他爸爸。
But Rebecca told Isaac, told Jacob to deceive his father.
说祝福给你，咒诅给我。
Says the blessing be with you, but the curse be upon me.
世界上没有比这个更好的做的生意。
There is no better business than this.
他爱孩子爱到希望孩子得福气，如果孩子咒诅，那归他。
She loved her child so much that the blessing would be upon him and that the curse would be upon her.
那有妈妈这样鼓励，他就用骗的方法来得到长子的名分。
And because his mother encouraged him, he deceived his father and received the birthright.
后来他哥哥要杀他，他就逃走了。
And then his brother wanted to kill him, and so he fled.
所以以撒如果找得到缺点，他一生只有一个缺点，就是偏爱。
And so if we try to look for a weakness in Isaac, that there is one, that is favoritism.
就产生了家庭的悲剧。
And this occurred, this allowed for a family tragedy to happen.
所以这几代的信仰其实都有很深刻的教训让我们来学习。
And so these generations of faith all have something that we can all learn from.
啊，以撒在神赐福的地昌盛。
And Isaac was fruitful in the land.
啊，唱诗。
Let's sing him.
啊，494。
494.